Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. A little bit of beautiful, and there's a lot of beautiful in the studio this morning because Christina Leavenworth is here with Christina Leavenworth, team of Leavenworth Realty, the best realtor in Pensacola, right here in my studio. How about that?
Good morning, Meg. You always like make me smile coming in here. It's like whenever I need a confidence boost, here
hey,
we go.
Everybody needs a little confidence boost
Absolutely.
First thing in the morning,
Absolutely.
And that goes out to all of our listeners that tune into Pep Talk every day.
I love it.
I love them. I love you. I love everybody.
I love this weather.
Yes, ma'am. It's just a little touch more sunshine in the morning
yes,
would help because
yes,
it's a little dreary, but it kind of cleared up nice yesterday.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
So you came in with a smile on your face telling me about what is happening in the market right now.
Yeah, it's
insane. I'm so happy to hear this news.
Well, I don't know if it's just our team, but honestly, like in the past week, we have gotten multiple offers. We have cash offers.
Wow.
It's the strangest thing because if I was a betting person, interest rates actually went up. And
mm-hmm.
then there's a lot going on in the Middle East. As
yeah,
we
there's
all know.
Huge distractions out
so,
there.
But yeah, no, it's been really busy. It is, you know, the peak season. And every single year as a team, we know it gets busy in the spring. But
mm-hmm.
I now put it on my calendar being like, this is the day it got busy. And it was around like March 18th.
Interesting.
So putting it on the calendar. But yeah, it's been wild. A lot of cash offers.
That's interesting.
A lot of people that are here in town.
And investments?
No, primary homes.
Really?
Primary homes. I think, again, it's just they're like antsy and they go, you know what? It's time to move. This makes sense. And I think people, their homes are moving. So then
mm-hmm.
they can make their move. That's what we're
right.
seeing. So their home may have sold and they go, okay, now's the time that I can actually make an offer on something else. But a lot of these homes were sitting on the market for like 30 to like 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they're getting multiple offers.
Interesting.
Which is so weird. It's
That's
so weird. But I'll take it. I'll take
okay.
it.
Yeah, no complaining.
So if you're thinking about selling, we can get your home ready in a jiffy.
Yes.
We can go there and be Cinderella real quick and wave our magic wand, get your home ready, get it on the market so we can take advantage of timing because timing's important.
Yeah, now's the time apparently. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty, and Christina is our expert this morning, and that's what this whole show is about. So if you've got questions, maybe you've been thinking about selling, maybe you've been thinking about buying, to ask your question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So Christina, just in case someone's listening that doesn't know who you are and a little
yeah.
bit of your background, tell them about what you do and your team and all yeah. that you do in this area.
So I'm Christina Leavenworth. I've been in real estate since 2016, so 10 years.
Wow.
Which is just an eternity in real estate.
Yeah.
We've sold more than 1,000. I think we've sold 1,500 homes.
Wow.
So that's a lot of experience.
Gosh.
That's a ton of experience where we have seen all sorts of things,
mm-hmm.
any sort of crazy we've seen. And sometimes we still get surprised, but we have the knowledge and experience to navigate that type of stuff
mm-hmm.
and the resources and the vendors to get where we need to go, all right, you know, they're zigging left. We're going to go right. Here's how we do it and navigate it. And I think that's really our superpower is being able to do that and trying to always be a couple steps ahead. If you're not in real estate yet, then that is when it's going to feel terrible. It's going to be stressful and it's not going to be a good experience.
Mm-hmm. And you need to have someone that has that experience and to hold your hand. And I mean,
oh,
for lack of a better statement, but especially when you're doing it for the first time, because there are a lot of waters to navigate and the rules change constantly.
Absolutely. And just making sure that you understand all that. And like right now I'm working with a great insurance agent who's been able to get rates like half of what people are paying right now. One of them, they were paying $3,500 for flood insurance.
Mm-hmm.
He popped out a flood insurance quote for $500. So I was like, hey,
wow.
hey, dude, like, is this even a good policy? Is it going
yeah,
to cover
right.
them? I'm a little concerned
this
about
is more
this.
Than just my tub overflowing, right?
Yes. And he's like, no, this is a new company. So partnering with people that are like us,
mm-hmm.
constantly looking for, like, how can we make things better?
Right.
Not just being okay with the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And so we partner with people like that. We partner with lenders that have new products, creative ways to finance all that stuff. So yeah, it's just, that's what it's all about. So, yeah. We love real estate. It's so much fun.
I love it when people are on the show that are passionate about what they do, because as they're talking, they just keep smiling.
Yeah. It's makes so much difference. Fun.
Because if you got someone that's like, oh, I got to go meet with this person again. Oh, I got to show this. Oh, you don't want that. You want someone that's going to really be excited about speaking for you, representing you.
Yeah. And I love, this is like a mindset shift. I actually heard it at church once, where it's like, not like, oh, I got to go to church. I get to go. I get to help these people sell their home. I get to navigate this extremely challenging situation right. So I can learn for next time. I get to deal with, you know, a buyer that has no money and figure out a way for them to be a homeowner.
And that's how you can be of service and helpful too.
And it's really fun being able to do that. And we love your questions. Definitely follow me on social media. I'm always putting stuff out there about the real estate market, great deals, different things happening in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. And you just find me at Christina Leavenworth. It's super easy.
I love it because she puts posts on. You had one last week about Palafox Project, which was great. Yeah. So I love watching you. And she has that reporter experience too, which helps a lot. Well, but we do have a question that's come in, 850-437-1620. Christina, what do you look for when you're suggesting home warranty companies to buyers?
Oh, my gosh. This is a great one. And I don't know, like, our rules on saying our favorites, but I'm going to anyway. So
In the past,
I have hated home warranty companies. Mm-hmm. I felt like they were scams because they told you they cover all these things. Then you have to use their vendors who come out and tell you you don't have a problem when you clearly do. And that drove me nuts. And then they come out and say you don't have a problem and you still have to pay them $90. And you're constantly arguing with them. Just not a good experience. But there's a new home warranty we have been utilizing. It's called Guard. And I can't promise buy it yet, but you get to hire your own vendors. And then those vendors get on the phone with the home warranty company and talk to them. And then the home warranty company goes, okay, approved or not approved. But if it's not approved, you don't pay anything. So I'm liking this right now.
Okay.
And again, I haven't had enough experience with it to see the payout and understand it fully. But we put it on, like, we have a couple investment properties. We put it on there just to see, because I know that the AC is older. It's working fine right now. But when you know something might be going, it's their rules. Just play by them. They say you can put on an old AC. You can't put on a non-working AC, but an old one, all day long.
Go for it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not loopholes. Read their policy. And if it works, it might work out to your advantage. So I've been using them recently, and I'm excited to see that because we have more control. Because I have vendors that can get there same day. Mm-hmm. Because in the past with home warranties, if you had an AC out, you'd have to wait 2 weeks for their vendor to come. And in July, you don't have 2 weeks.
That's right.
So then you end up paying for it anyway, and you paid for this home warranty. So that's where it felt scammy. So don't hold me to it. But so far, that's a cool one. And if you want more info on it, I can always, like, help you guys out.
Okay, great. And what's your phone number for them to reach you?
So 850-378-1260. And it rings to my team. They know all these things. If you ever have a question, we want to be on speed dial. We want to be able to help you no matter what you're trying to do. If you're thinking about refinancing, you're thinking about repainting, just reach out to us because, A, we have really great resources. I can say, hey, here's a great painter who has good prices and is going to do a good job. I had a client where they had, you know, I don't even know, normal paint, whatever that is. The painter put oil paint when they were doing touch-ups. So now it looks like a polka dot house.
Oh, no.
And now it's really hard to cover, and they paid a lot of money for that. So that's where it's like, use our people, trust our experience, because we're going to make it just easier for you.
Right.
I have another client. She's selling a house, and her mom was going to do the whole clean. Her mom was going to rake and landscape. I was like, well, does your mom really want to do this? She's like, I think so. I was like, well, do you mind paying someone? She's like, no, I'm happy to pay. Mm-hmm. And so I brought in all the people. And now her mom's like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. yes. If Christina has people, absolutely.
She was just trying to help.
Yeah. Aww. So when we have people, like, and she's been trying to navigate this herself. Mm-hmm. And in 2 days, I have the home totally emptied. I have it clean. And we have a new pool liner going in.
Wonderful.
And again, we have the resources where it's very easy for us to do this. If you're trying to do this on your own, people aren't going to pick up the phone. They're going to put you like, oh, yeah, maybe we'll check it out in a week. Like for us, it happens like right away.
Well, you have 10 years worth of connections.
Exactly.
And then that makes a difference. Got another question that came in. This is from our listener, Jonathan. He says, I want to say I'm a local business owner. I enjoy listening to your show, and I actually buy and sell a lot of properties. And I would like to know, what do you think about investment properties moving right now, like rentals? He says, I also have a property. I would be interested in getting your opinion on it to sell it.
Absolutely. You and I can connect and figure that out. Mm-hmm. Investments are a little bit different. I mean, it has to make sense as far as cash flowing or having some sort of like appreciation play, because otherwise an investor is not going to want to buy it. If it is not cash flowing, that is not a good investment for them. Mm-hmm. So I have people that are like, oh yeah, like investors are going to want to swoop this up and they want to maybe sell it for $400,000 and rent would only be $2,000. Well, they're not going to cash flow. And I show that to them. I'm like, their payment's actually going to be around like $3,200. They're losing $1,200 a month. However, there are good deals out there. You just have to find them. Mm-hmm. I have a flipper who, you know, got something for $400,000 and he did some minor repairs to it, but it's under contract, cash offer, 2 days, well over that. I mean, he's going to make a nice profit.
Interesting.
But it's kind of a treasure hunt finding those. Mm-hmm. And I can always talk with someone and point them in the right direction, because sometimes finding those properties doesn't involve me. And I'm happy to say that. You might need to buy it direct from a seller, a distressed seller that doesn't want it anymore, where I may not have access to them. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's door knocking, it's sending mailers. There's different groups on Facebook to find out about those properties. But there's a lot of people competing for that space. But I definitely I'll get this gentleman's number and call him after the show and talk to him about all this stuff, because that's a whole different conversation.
Yeah, so we could do a whole show just on that, right?
Exactly.
Well, it's also interesting because you're saying that right now the homesteading market seems to be skyrocketing. Yeah. But I think it's interesting, is the investment market the same or is that kind of quieted down? Do they go the same way or does one outplay the other? Or
I mean, right now with interest rates and prices, a lot of the properties don't cash flow. Mm. They just don't. Mm-hmm. Depending on if someone's going to pay cash for it or use the bank. And then insurance, it makes it kind of tough as far as investments. It's still possible. It's just a little bit harder. In 2021, when interest rates were 2.75 mm-hmm. all day long, it was an investor's paradise. But now with interest rates at like 6.5%, that makes it harder.
Sure, that makes a lot of sense. So now someone just texted in. So what kind of properties are selling?
It's
I guess what
crazy.
Kind of houses, what
it's
kind of is it condos?
No, it's single family homes.
Okay.
Single family homes. We have some townhomes right now that are having trouble selling. Mm-hmm. We just need to get the pricing right where people will want to move, because I think people still have a little bit of a stigma about sharing walls and just wanting their own space. The ones that got these multiple offers, one in Gulf Breeze, one in Cantonment, one in Cordova Park, one in East Hill, another one in Gulf Breeze. This one was listed by 3 agents. And
no kidding.
No offers, anything. We got it moved the weekend it hit the market.
We
got new photos. The photos look phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And working with them. But yeah, just kind of all over the board. One over, this is actually a townhome over near Perdido Key. That one just moved yesterday. So it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Is there typical types of homes that are doing better? Are the new construction or the ones that are in certain areas or old homes? Or what are you seeing? Are there trends in the market like that?
So, like, the new construction, they have their own sales reps. So mm-hmm. sometimes when we have buyers, yeah, they like new construction. But sometimes people want a home with more character. They want a home that already has the pool and the fence. And they can go, oh, my gosh, like, I love everything they've done with it. So all of the homes that we have just recently sold are all, one was built in like the 90s, one was built in the 2000s. I mean, a wide array, one in the 70s. So they're all moving. And again, I don't know if we are the exception and not the norm. But we are very strategic with our pricing mm-hmm. and with our marketing and having those conversations up front and just really helping people understand if it's not moving, it's likely price.
Mm-hmm.
But what's crazy is on 2 of the ones that got multiple offers, I had emailed them going, hey, guys, it's been a while. It seems a little stagnant. I think that we need to have an adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this might be my new secret sauce. I'll just send it. And then as soon as I sent that, 2 days later, we got offers.
Secret sauce.
It was really funny. So I was like, okay, cool. We mm-hmm. didn't have to adjust the price. And then I had another one being like, Christina, we want to adjust the price. I was like, no, I want you to hold. After this, I'm like, I want you to hold right now. And then an offer came in.
Awesome.
Because our goal is to get you as much money as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people think agents like don't want that, but no, that's our goal. That's our goal, because we get paid more if
right.
you make more.
That's right.
Our goal is to always make you as much money as possible. But if it's not moving, we don't want it to sit.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want it to sit and sit.
Right. So many factors to keep in mind. And I always like to ask you this question. For someone that's really just kind of putting their toe in the water for the first time, what do you recommend, especially a seller?
just meet with us. Give yourself time. Do not stress out. And where we have to try to do this in a weekend, that is going to stress you out. It's going to be a tough process. We will come in and tell you exactly what you need to do. And if you want to do it yourself, we'll tell you what to do. Or if you want resources, saying, okay, like even with a painter, someone is like, oh, all my stuff's here. I'm like, the painter covers it. Like, right. You're not painting this. You don't need to worry about this. Mm-hmm. Like, just let them in and do their thing. Mm-hmm. And with the prices we get, it's not that much more expensive than you going. They get better prices on the paint. So versus you painting it, the time and energy. If painting is such a big thing for a lot of homes, just putting a fresh coat on, especially if it's had some age on it, because just over time, they're going to get scuffed up and everything. That's huge.
Well, your color choices may not be the buyer's color
choice. They may not. And we can just neutralize that real mm-hmm. quick for you. Mm-hmm. The one that was, we got under contract after three agents had it, the guy asked me, he's like, I have someone coming in to touch up paint while he's here. Is there anything else he should knock out? I'm like, happy you asked. Absolutely. I was like, you know what? This isn't going to cost you that much more, mm-hmm. but we need to neutralize these rooms. He's like, okay, got it, done. And
excellent.
Sometimes, you know, when you first meet people, they're not as willing to do that. So after they've gone through a few realtors, mm-hmm. then they're going, I want your opinion. Mm-hmm. I want this to sell. Please tell me what I need to do here.
Well, I think what you do too that's so that probably differentiates you from some of the other realtors is the time that you take for the presentation, the things that you've talked about here on the show that you do to set it up for those photos so that the photos really well represent what you're selling. But it's not that easy. It's not that you just come in one afternoon and take some pictures. You have a method to your madness. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yes, we do.
And that's true for an open house, let's say, or any time that you're actually showing the place.
Yeah, no, I mean, we're getting, I mean, and honestly, I like to say this. I see things through rose-colored glasses. I am a people pleaser. It's one of my strengths. I have people on my team that aren't, and you want them there. They're mm-hmm. not maybe as likable as I am, but they are the ones that are going to say, your house is dirty. It needs to be cleaned mm-hmm. in the nicest kind way. And then I soften and be like, it's not that bad. Yeah, like we just wanted to smell nice. But having that combination of us working with not bad cop, good cop, but mm-hmm. having that, it really works well where, you know, just hearing that, having someone who's going to be really honest with you. And a lot of times people don't like to hear the truth. They don't.
Or they can't see it. Sometimes you've been someplace so long, you don't see what someone walking into your home sees for the first time.
Yes. And we just make it look like when someone walks in, they have nothing to complain about. They say somebody makes a decision in their head, you know, about a partner, about about food, about anything within like 5 seconds.
Wow.
So you don't want to do anything to make it negative. So mm-hmm. if you're walking in and it looks bad from the get-go, then like their first, it's going to be hard to overcome that. Mm-hmm. So we're making it so it's all a positive experience where there's nothing to complain about.
Right.
And if there is, we're finding ways to overcome it. Like let's say there is purple walls, I'll probably have big things on each wall saying, don't worry, this can be changed, smiley face. But you have to be creative in this market because if they see that, they go, oh, okay, yeah, that can be changed.
Right. You relieve that. But you're basically removing any objections they might have.
Trying to do that from mm-hmm. the get-go mm-hmm. so they can go, all right, like this does look good. And we're not there when the buyers are there on our listings. So we're trying any way to make us there. Mm-hmm. So we have a why buy this home flyer that goes into the home. We have a binder of insurance quotes we got that are probably lower than what the buyer's agent got. Because mm-hmm. if they walk in going, oh man, this is near the water, insurance is probably 10 grand. They are messing up my sale.
Right.
So I need to make sure the buyer gets the right information. Because even if I tell the agent that, it mm-hmm. doesn't always get communicated. Mm-hmm. So we just try to make sure that our subliminal messaging is getting to the buyer, showing them, hey, this has an assumable interest rate. You could save so much money on this one. Mm-hmm. And maybe their agent doesn't know how to explain that. I try to explain to like agents joining my team, I'm like, our job is to babysit everyone else mm-hmm. to make sure everyone else does their job. I'm like, you have to do your job, but then you also need to make sure they do their job because you can't assume that.
Right.
And like make sure the lender has ordered the appraisal. And I think sometimes the vendors get, the ones that know us, know our systems and everything, but the new ones, they're like, we'll order the appraisal when we order the appraisal. I'm like, you're going to order it now because we won't get to closing on time. Mm-hmm. If you don't, I know that from experience. Out-of-town lenders, there are some states where it is a moving closing date, where it's not set. Where interesting. If you're supposed to have a closing date, you have like up to 3 weeks after in case there's any delays.
Oh, my goodness.
That doesn't work in our market.
No.
So, and knowing that, because I was like, what the? You know, like, I can't believe that.
That'd be
you know,
nightmarish.
Yeah, because here we are very tuned in to our closing date mm-hmm. because maybe they're selling a house and moving into another one. And if something doesn't work out, that's going to mess it all up.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking with Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. And if you've got a question for her, there's still time at 850-437-1620. So at the beginning of the show, you had some positive news. Somebody may be just joining us right now and have no idea how good things are in the market right now.
For us, things are moving. So if you're thinking about getting your home on the market, like let's say you were like, you know, I really was planning on getting on the market May or June, I would maybe encourage you to do it now because we are seeing strong activity. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what's going to happen politically. I don't know what's going to happen with interest rates, but I do know what's happening right now. So, yeah, if you're thinking about it, let us know. We can get you mobilized and get your home listed fast if it was something that was in your immediate plans. If it's not in your immediate plans, then get in touch with us, and we can come up with a strategy. We can come up with a plan for you because with so much happening with a new Fed chair coming in and mm-hmm. other things, maybe, yeah, we have this, you know, surge. Maybe it sticks around. Like 2021, there was no downtime. 2022, insane. So different, you know, just so we'll let you know. But right now it's been super busy for us.
Well, that's very optimistic, and I think it gives people an opportunity to actually make those changes maybe they want to make right now, and they've been kind of waiting to see what happens with so much other areas of the world. So it feels so insecure, but you can take hold of this in your life and make that change.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So just let us know, and I mean, again, we can be over in a day or two. Mm-hmm. We like when you call us, it's like, okay, yeah, like, can you meet tomorrow? Mm-hmm. And we can make it happen.
Is there a cost for that initial review?
Zero cost, and there's going to be zero pressure. Mm-hmm. I don't want you to think if you call us, you're going to feel bad if you don't want to sell your house or if you realize it just doesn't work for you. So that's why I just want you to like talk to us. And again, we become friends and mm-hmm. then you have a person for when you are ready. And that's the best thing. So just let us know. But I always, people are like, well, I don't know. Like, we're not going to have to sign anything, right? I'm like, absolutely not. Even when people are telling us like, hey, yes, we want to, please sign. I'm like, the paperwork's here, but like, we're going to typically e-sign this to you like later today. Like, mm-hmm. we're not like a used car salesman being like, sign.
Right.
So we want someone to want to do it. Like, mm-hmm. that'd be a terrible business to like force someone into it. And I think some people have had bad, situations,
it happens.
Bad experiences yeah. where they felt that way. But yeah, no, we're not going to. And if you say, you know, the more we thought about it, maybe it's next year, we'll set up a follow-up schedule with you and say, okay, well, we'll give you a call maybe around Christmas to see where you're at and then check in with you.
Well, you've talked often about coming in and then assessing a property and realizing there's some things that have to be done, and you can do that slowly but surely. As you can afford it, you can kind of make a plan and say, okay, we're hoping to do this now. They come and look now, but maybe we won't sell till the fall. Yeah. But you'll work with somebody and guide
totally.
Them on that, right?
Totally, all day long. And a lot of times if somebody really needs a certain amount for their next move, if it's not attainable, we're going to tell them and mm-hmm. we're going to be honest with them and say, I really don't think that that's attainable in this market. It might change. We'll stay in touch with you. But right now, it's not a good experience for us to try to do something that hasn't been done before. Because the real estate market, if we try, I tell people all the time, if I could sell your home for $1 million, I would.
Right.
But even if I did that, it still has to appraise. If mm-hmm. it doesn't appraise, if we're selling it way higher than the rest of your neighbors have ever sold, we're not going to get to the finish line. And mm-hmm. that's how real estate works. It has to be in line with appraised values. So that we just have those conversations with them and let them know.
That makes sense.
And they're like, well, what about like a cash buyer coming in and paying? Like, that's rare. Because, again, they still want to make sure it's in line with the rest of the area comps and mm-hmm. like the comparables. Every now and again, there is a very rare property that's special and totally different, and that one is the exception, not the rule. Mm-hmm. But if you are in a standard neighborhood, then it's I don't know why you would get $100,000 more than your neighbor just because you put some fresh paint on.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sort of thing. And sometimes, like, well, I put fresh paint on and I put some flowers out front. That's not
$100,000 worth?
That's not $100,000.
Right.
But even, like, you know, I put up gutters. They're great to have, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's not $100,000. You guys, Christina Leavenworth, just, you know, look us up, Google us. It's super easy to find us. And the phone number is 850-378-1260.
And what's that? I love your email. email?
Bestrealtors in Pensacola.com.
There you go. Christina Leavenworth, thank you so much. She's with the Leavenworth team with Leavenrinke Realty. And you can find her again at what's that number?
850-378-1260.